Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. This part of thank you, Morgan. This part of the show is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There is a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. Fremont Bank. Okay, we're going to start with the music news. The 2020 Billboard Music Awards happened last night.
How'd it go?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Oh, boy.
I hear it was great, though. I saw a couple of performances this morning, one of which was John Legend. John and Chrissy recently lost a baby. Mm-hmm. I can't remember how far along. They were far enough along that she was telling people and showing somewhat. Mm-hmm. And they posted a series of really heartbreaking photos on Instagram. I mean, that was talk about people who let the public into their lives. And she does anyway. I mean, I don't follow him on Instagram. I don't know if he posts as much. He can't post as much as her. He lives on there. But he does spend time at his piano. Mm-hmm. And he wrote her a song that he performed last night. I don't love the song, but I love his voice. And the sentiment is certainly very sweet.
I'm sure that's what he was going for. There's
exactly.
There's unlikely a hit to pour out about that. But
right. And it's more about how strong they are as a couple. It's, you know, we have love and we've got this. It's called Never Break. And he performed it last night. And I'll let him do it.
This is for Chrissy. So I'm not worried about us. And I've never been. We know how the story.
So you get the point. This is, and that's the chorus too. We jumped ahead from where he says, you know, this is for Chrissy, which is so sweet.
Right.
But his voice is just beautiful, and it was a nice moment.
I love artists. I love a world with lots of artists. I love art. I do, in fact, though, hate that if they break up, this song will come out and people will go, what the heck?
Yeah, thought you guys were never going to break.
Yeah, up. I mean that happens, though. I guess
it does.
And you know, artists feel stuff, and I'm happy for that.
They write what they feel in the moment, and it's hard to retract something that you've actually committed to vinyl
right.
or streaming. Well, I don't know what it is. Demi Lovato. So yesterday we heard a little chunk of her song. She has an anti-Trump song called "Commander in Chief." Mm-hmm. It's, you know, she did it with that guy Phineas, the brother of Billie Eilish. She sang that on the show last night. They let that happen, but then they cut her get out there and vote message. So I'm not sure why. Maybe they weren't listening to the song and just went, oh, enough of that. They censored her get out the vote message. And then as far as winners and stuff, let's see. So Kelly Clarkson hosted. Post Malone was nominated for a zillion things, and he was the night's big winner. So let me give you some of the winners here. For top artist of all, the nominees are Billie Eilish, Jonas Brothers, Khalid, Post Malone, and Taylor Swift. Who took it?
No Gaga, huh?
No.
Didn't she put out a record this year?
She put out a song.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if she put out a whole record.
Maybe. All right, who, say the names again. I'm sorry.
Billie Eilish, Jonas Brothers, Khalid, Post Malone, and Taylor Swift. Who was the top artist this year?
Well, I'm going to guess Post Malone since you led with that.
Solid guess, buddy. Mm-hmm. That is the winner. Top artist is Post Malone. Top new artist, DaBaby, Billie Eilish, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, and Roddy Ricch.
I feel like Billie Eilish is 2 years ago, but if she makes this list, I'm going to say Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish is correct. Let's see. I'm going to skip that one. Top male artist.
Spoiler should I just alert. Say Post Malone
you should
again?
Just or... say Post Malone.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Top female artist.
Billie Eilish.
That
again.
Is correct. Well done. Very nice.
Isn't she 2 years ago? Am I wrong?
I don't know. Feels like she's been around forever, but maybe it's only been a year. And by the way, this ceremony was delayed 6 months. So it is quite possible that she, you know, would have still felt new if this had happened.
Yeah, that big album came out in March of 2019.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, there all right. Go. So there you go. That would have been right in the sweet spot. Let's see if there's anything else you can. Let's see. Top Billboard 200 artist.
Post Malone.
That's correct. Top Thank Hot you. 100 artist.
Post Malone.
Top streaming songs artist.
Post Malone.
That's correct. Let me see if there's any other. Is there anything he's nominated in that he didn't win? No, I think he can win them all. Anyway, congratulations, Post Malone and Billie Eilish. And there were other people who won stuff. I think the Jonas Brothers won something for, like, group. You know, whatever. Congrats. So the Billboard 2020 Music Awards are...
I'm sorry I missed it.
They're in the... Yeah, oh my God. Doesn't that sound amazing? So everyone streams stuff now. That's how we listen to music. There are now two songs pre the year 2000 that have been streamed more than a billion times. I don't think it was all that long ago that we heard about the very first song pre the year 2000 to hit a billion. Do you remember what that was?
I'm going to say it's Gangnam Style.
No, that's in the 2000s.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I don't know.
Oh, hi, Hulk baby.
Yeah, someone's on a jailbreak right now. I don't know where her mom went.
She's quiet.
She's looking quiet.
It's right. All good. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen has about 1.3 billion streams. So that, for a long time, was the only record, the only song pre-2000 to have crossed the billion mark. We have a second song now. The song is from the 90s. It was a big hit on alternative radio. What just happened?
Mom finally realized that a jailbreak was on, and I could hear her yelling, Edie Rose! Edie Rose!
Oh, Edie Rose.
I had to let her know.
Edie does not want to leave Daddy. Edie is backing up behind Daddy's chair into the corner. Well, I'm going to get to see Chris. Her arms are about to enter
come
the...
Come on in. There you go.
There we go. Hi, Christina. Oh, boy. Well, it'll be funny.
We got all...
Hi, Isla. Hello, the whole family's there. Yep. All right.
Super duper.
All our pals from Vinny's house. It's Vinny's house.
I'm sorry. You were saying Bohemian Rhapsody.
Was I? I don't know. Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, there is now another song pre the year 2000 that has crossed the billion mark.
Oh, okay. All right.
It is from the 90s. It was an alt-rock hit. It only ever made it to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100. And of all the songs from the 90s, this is the one.
Wow. Really?
I would
say Teen Spirit, but I thought Teen Spirit would have hit number 1.
Yeah, so, I don't know if that was ever a number 1 single or not. It seems like it was.
Yeah, they were pretty big
but
at
the time. But that is not the one. This song came out in 1995. It's pretty. I mean, it was, the band was big. The band is no more, I should also say. The band very famously hates each other. They also grew up together.
They hate each other and grew up together.
Thanksgivings are uncomfortable at their house.
Is it Oasis?
It is. It's Wonderwall. Wonderwall, of all songs from the 90s. Of all the songs from the 90s. How is this possible? Right. It has just logged 1 billion streams on Spotify. So congratulations.
I like it.
Yeah, it's fine. It's by far not my favorite.
The 90s songs, no.
Yeah, that's the one. That is the first 90s song to log 1 billion streams. Congratulations. Stevie Wonder, he got a kidney transplant a few years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah. And he says that he feels like he's 40 now. It's more like 70. He's like, it's amazing having a new kidney.
He was a dialysis guy, right?
Oh, I'm sure he
must
was,
have been.
Right? If you're having a kidney thing, that's you need something to clean your blood.
Dang. All right.
So he says, I told my daughter Aisha, I'm going to be like 5 years younger than you now. His daughter is, you think of her as being a little girl. She isn't. She's in her 40s.
Right.
There it is. He is, in fact, 70 years old. He was joking during a press conference he was doing. He says he feels 30 years younger. He feels great. He says, I let everyone know that I was blessed with a new kidney, and that happened on December 6th, 2019. Since I've been released from the hospital, I've had nurses that made sure I have my medicine on time. I'm going to take it for as long as I have to, even if it's for the rest of my life. Seems like, anti-rejection medications and also underlying other problems, medications. He says he feels great. His voice feels great. He says, I'm going from 70 to like 40. I feel like I'm 40 right now. I just thank everyone for their prayers and love. I'm feeling great. So congratulations. With an equal
opportunity. Oh, wow.
What the hell is this? Hey, is this from the karaoke thing we did that day?
You mean the karaoke? What day? The auto-tune day?
Yeah.
No, this is not auto-tune. This is actually your actual voice, Sarah. They can feel it all
over. Yeah. They can feel it all over. Honestly, you shouldn't. People shouldn't cover Stevie Wonder songs. You just see, you really can't measure up.
He's pretty great.
He is great. Pretty effing great. And it's like, oh, here's a bad version of what Stevie Wonder does.
It's a great song, though.
Oh, my God, I love that song.
What is that song from the wrong side of the tracks? God, I can't think of the name of the song, but, man, it is so damn good.
Enough for the city. Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, I don't think. Anyway, it's too late. I lost the moment.
Don't worry about it.
Shoot.
Ariana Grande says, you get a new album from me this month. Which was a surprise announcement yesterday. She says, I can't wait to give you my album this month. That's the entirety of the statement. It looks like she is, by the end of October, going to give us a new album. She's been teasing news about the project that she's been working on. And let's see. They're calling it AG6, as in her sixth album. And she said she was turning in mixes last week. Oh, and also, don't forget to vote. that was, she uses her platform for good, not evil. And
I think it's uptight, by the way.
Oh.
But
is
never
that
mind.
Uptight, everything is all right. Out of sight.
I love that song so much. It's such a cool vibe song.
He's great. People, listen, if you're looking for something to feel good to stream at your house today, say, play me some Stevie Wonder.
This.
There it is.
Sing that, Sarah.
Uptight, everything is all right, out of sight. There you go, another bad impersonation of an amazing singer.
I like it.
Ariana Grande has not shared the name of what her sixth studio album will be, but it looks like we're getting it by the end of this month, so yay. Good to hear that. And because 2020 is a terrible year, we've got a new song from Paris Hilton, and that is coming this week.
No.
Yes. Well, we'll be hearing that. Was there a teaser or anything that you could find for this?
No, I found a teaser for Ariana's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Ariana's album's going to drown out every other album for a while. So.
Oh, are you sure? You think that it'll drown out the Paris Hilton record? Oh, my God.
Sure. No way.
Oh. Impossible.
I don't know why she released it with such bad quality, though, this teaser.
Yeah, this clip doesn't sound good.
It sounds terrible. Here it is.
I actually wonder if she's just sitting there with her phone in the studio.
Yeah, it might be a recording of a phone.
Recording
yeah,
the,
that's
that,
what it that
has
like.
To, it does. It sounds so thin and awful. So anyway, not only are we getting new Ariana Grande this month, but this week, new Paris Hilton. Thank you, 2020. Thanks for everything. Thank you. We got a new Paris Hilton called I Blame You, and it looks like it's coming out on Friday.
All right.
And that's all I got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
I've got some candy news, including
I love candy.
The atrocious candy corn.
Oh, I love candy corn.
I know that you do, and that's why it's in the news after these.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.